Hello and welcome to our program. Today we start a new series on headline news in light of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled right before our eyes, prophecies that were made thousands of years ago. In our study section of our program today, we were looking in Psalm chapter 2. And this is a prophetic psalm referring to today, and it talks about why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." Never in my lifetime has there been so much political opposition and rebellion against what the Bible says. Well, God in his mercy says to these political leaders, "Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling." What is their response to that? We have God's mercy to these political leaders. Their response is one of rebellion. We see here it says the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and let us cast their cords from us." That's their response. They are against God. They are against the Word of God and what it stands for. In recent days, the Democrats in the United States have come out with what they call an inclusive language policy. Now, the Bible says God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now, the Democrats' new rules would address issues of inequalities on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender, identity, disability, age, or national origin. Now, the rule then would outlaw the use of the word he, she, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, grandson, and granddaughter. And, well, let me say this. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, said the new measures would make the House of Representatives the most inclusive in the world. It is difficult to understand how someone intelligent enough to be in the position of lawmakers could show such a great lack of intelligence and common sense. The Bible says, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision." However, as we said, as we look into this new year, are you ready? There's going to be some opposition. They're not going to want you to use the terms the Bible uses, and they're going to be coming out with laws against Christians who would dare to say God made man, male and female created he them. Well, the Bible says when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, and your redemption draweth nigh. Be sure to be with us as we look at another one of these in this series of breaking news in the light of Bible prophecy.